Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, he's that guy that everyone who's cool in Johannesburg seems to know and probably hits up very regularly. It's Prince Castillo. It's today's edition of No Less Than a Bar. And this outfit game of yours is very much on fleek today. If fleek is still even a word, I don't know. You've kind of got, how do we describe? It's shades of dark blue and shades of brown.
Yeah.
Okay, winter game strong. I don't know what the kick game is there.
Yeah, it's the All-Stars.
The All-Stars kicks,
it's
yeah.
The Wiz Khalifa edition.
The Wiz Khalifa edition of the All-Star kicks.
With the full zip on the back.
Full zip on the back. Yeah. Okay, cool. Then you got some cool, not skinnies. They're like...
G-Star jeans.
G-Star jeans.
I love
these
a lot.
I do like the
Versace
shirt.
It's a Versace shirt.
You got a Versace shirt on.
Yeah, it's got the Medusas right there.
That you really do. I've only ever seen that on Pinterest, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, so a Versace shirt like that, what does that cost?
These are not that, that's not too bad. They're about 3.8.
Okay, yeah, not easy.
Yeah, 3,800.
Isn't that minimum wage in SA?
Not too bad.
And then the watch game,
yeah,
always strong.
I took it back old school, Fossil. I love Fossil, the full brown leather strap.
Very cool.
It's very nice. Took it back old school, one of my very entry level watches.
And of course,
these are quite cheap. It's about $5,000.
You'll be able to, yeah, just, you know, another minimum wage. You'll be able to see all of this, though, when we take the picture just now, yeah, what Prince's getup is.
Ralph Lauren jacket.
Of course it is. Yeah. Okay. It's very cool.
Thanks.
It's like a, I didn't know how to describe it, so I didn't say it. It's not a waistcoat. It's like one of those bomber jackets that became a waistcoat kind of thing. Yes.
Nice.
As Ralph Lauren can do.
Yeah.
Okay, so there is quite a bit to talk about that, you know, people are speaking about. And, of course, you're here to bring the mogul mentality on anything. I want to kick it off with what happened on ENCA last night.
And what happened on ENCA last night?
Okay, so there's a documentary show called Checkpoint.
Yeah?
And they did a series on blesses.
Yo.
Okay, what is your take on blesses and blessies, Prince, before I tell you what some people said on the show last night?
I think it started out as a joke, but yo, it's real. It's alive. You know, people are busy. The minister said something about putting aside 300 million.
It's a 3 billion rand campaign, some sugar daddy campaign.
Yeah, to get rid of this. It can I tell you the honest truth?
Mm.
People are calling in. They're like, oh, the minister must do this, fix the system. The minister must do that. But really, this blesser thing is a problem.
Mm.
It really is a problem. It's made girls give up and not want to dream anymore. I'm witnessing it firsthand. I'm out there. I go out there. I see it a lot.
What's happening?
People are just. Hold on. Let me just.
It's his blessy's phoning him now.
It's the burner. It's the burner.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm on live. Yeah, I'll call you back.
Who's the burner, by the way?
This is a business phone.
So okay.
It can't be traced. It's a burner, so you throw it away.
Oh, that's so heavy, bro.
It's called a burner, so whoever gives you business on this phone.
Who was phoning on the burner?
Someone else, obviously trying to talk about business.
Okay. Yeah,
and doesn't want to be noticed.
So you don't Rika that?
Yeah, no, you don't.
Okay.
The SIM card's not Rika'd. The phone's not Rika'd. You can chuck the phone away. It's about $500.
Wow, okay.
Yeah,
I did wonder why you had the iPhone and the... Okay,
no. iPhone is traceable. So if you get a big deal and a big job and you willy-willy talking on the phone, you'll come out on the news. You use this, you'll never come out. It's untraceable.
This is why it's no less than a bar. Okay. Heavy. Back to blesses and blessees.
Okay, yeah. So for me, like Ari, what I've witnessed is really not cool and... You know, women have. I thought in the beginning it was a joke. It was like a little song or something that's gonna get away with. But girls are really, they're really out there to look for someone to look after them. You know, a lot of young girls are dating out of their age groups. They're going higher, and it's crazy, man. Women really don't want to work anymore. Girls really want the quick life, and I thought before it was just a couple of girls, but it's majority. It's gone way beyond what it is right now.
How does it work though? Have you seen these relationships like form? Does the guy approach the girl? Does the girl approach the guy? Like how is it?
I don't know how it's done. I know that the girls, what they do is they hunt the guys. They go up to more exclusive places. You know, you might find a lot of young girls chilling in Melrose. A lot of cigar lounges there. you know, Michelangelo sitting in those lounges there and waiting for wealthy guys to come. And you know, it's more of the girls that do the hunting. The guys don't really, they just know where to be at the right time, you know, and it's getting out of hand, man. It really is. It was a joke before. And I don't blame the minister for that. He knows something the country doesn't. Mm. You know, he's getting figures on young people. He's getting info on young people, and it's really, really, it's a big problem. Hmm. It's a big problem. Girls aren't the same anymore. When I was growing up, a lot of girls were very, very about their lives. You know, they were all about making it and working very hard. And you know, these days, a girl just wants a piece of what you have. You know, and they don't understand. They don't see your hardships. You know, they see you've made it and you've got something, and then they just want a piece of it. It's the culture these days. It's hard for you to find a girl who's really just all about themselves and empowering themselves. It's not like before. It's very difficult. Like my sister and them. You know what I mean? That age group.
We asked this yesterday. Who in the you know, situation of a blesser and a blessee has lower self esteem? Is it the guy that's blessing, or is it the girl that is being?
The girl. It's the girl. Way lower self-esteem, because it's a guy who's normally married, who's very old, and the wife is quite old. He probably had 4 or 5 children, and he's keeping something to play with, which is a toy, you know, which is willing to take money. It's like you're a high-class prostitute, you know. There's no different from you and the girls in the street. There really isn't. The girls in the street just have the balls to come out and say, hey, I'm on Grayson Drive, and I want 150, 20, or 200 bucks, you know. But you are playing behind. I'm at school, I'm studying, I don't have much, you know, and I'm just sleeping with one guy who's taking care of me. No, you're a new age prostitute. That's what it is. Mm. And people should take the name away and actually emphasize that. That's what these girls are. That's really what these girls are. No,
you feel
respect
pretty strongly about this.
Completely. I'm witnessing it, you know. Girls say stupid things, come up and say stupid things up to me, like, hey, you know, whatever, you need to bless me. I'm like, you crazy, you mad, it's never going
to
happen.
It's not attractive to you in a woman when she,
it's not attractive.
Yeah.
It's not attractive at all when a woman is so pretty and gorgeous and smart and yet wants to rely on you. There's this thing that women think that sex is all a man needs. That's all we really need. Like, we just need sex and we'll just do anything. No, not all of us. Some of us aren't saying no to sex on the daily. You don't need it. You know, it's you need to understand that when your sex is something that's part of your soul. You know, you're giving someone your soul. It's a connection between people. And you can't just be regular like a guy. You know, girls are becoming, they're becoming very male. They're taking a lot of, how guys grow up, you know. If we grow up, we're raised different. Our mind thinks differently, you know. It's okay for a guy to not feel bad by being with multiple partners. And I'm not saying it's okay in terms of it's allowed, but in our brains as guys, we can live with it. But women normally don't do that. They can't live with that. But then there's a new wave of culture that's allowing women to be like that. Hmm. Women these days are cool with multiple partners. You bump into a nice girl, you like her, and you hook up with her, and she'll just say to you, she'll be like, hey, listen, I'm dating, and I like what we're having here. It's great fun, you know, but I have someone. That's shocking. That's completely shocking. That's what men do. That's a confession that comes from a man. You know, I say that to you. I say, listen, I like what's going on, but I'm seeing someone. You don't tell me that. You're a girl. You're not built that way. You're not even supposed to be with anyone. You know what I'm saying? So these days, and they can't say they learn from men. That's not even the way to do it. That's not even an excuse. It's like me saying I learn from women and I have women tendencies. I'd never do that. I'm a guy. So this whole thing, this whole culture, it's a serious problem. And I wish you could address it with everybody who comes on your show to get as much of the messages across as you can, because people
I don't know how we rewire people to, I don't like how we rewire someone to not put themselves in that situation. I don't know what could be said, because it's such a personal choice. So what's going on?
It's not personal. It's been pure lazy. Okay. It's been lazy. It's been lazy because it's everybody who goes to school. It's everybody who has the opportunity to go to school who has these blessings. Do you understand? You know? And it's also a disgusting cultural thing that's coming from guys that are the same age as our parents,
yeah,
who are preying on young girls. you know.
So there was a guy, I want you to weigh in on this, a guy called Serge Kabonge, who was on the ENCA show last night, and he says that he was chosen by God to be a blesser, saying that he spends up to 100,000 rand on a woman, and according to him, 75% of the women in SA expect money out of a relationship. But he really feels like this is what his purpose is.
No, he's talking rubbish. If anything else, he did it for publicity, and if anything else, he's just trying to attract more women. There's something behind him. No man will go in air and say that. How can God choose you to go just give random people money? If you're a giver, you'll go give poor people money.
Yeah.
If you're a giver, you'll go and invest in startups where young kids need 20 grand, 30 grand to get where they want to. You're not going to give 100 grand to a girl for sleeping with her, and you're going to be proud of that. So you're giving 100,000 in return. What are you getting back? You're getting back a partnership? Are you putting someone through school?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's an investment, isn't it? So clearly it's not an investment. It's short term. It's 10 minutes, 10 seconds, or whatever, how long you lost in the bed.
If you're that guy, you're probably like 10 seconds.
If you're
seconds.
That guy.
Yeah, it's like 70 years old. Duncan, what do you think of what Prince is saying here?
Look, I feel so unfortunate that I always miss this guy's segment. It's such power, wisdom, and calmness.
Yeah.
We can only look up to Prince. But I've got a question for Prince. Prince, let me find out quickly. What about a blesser who's going to put a young lady through school?
Yeah, that's different.
But in return for sexual pleasures. What do you think about that?
I think for me, you know, anything that you give in life should be because you want to give. It's like when you guys drive out of here and there's a guy at the robots and he's got his hands sticking out and he's hungry and you can see he's hungry, he's dirty. You have a choice. You're going to grab the 2 rand, give it to him for a cause because the 2 rand will add to his starvation. Or you're going to say, hey, let me pull over. Do you want this 2 rand? I want you to wash my car. Same kind of principle, you know. When you're giving, you give unconditionally. Giving has got nothing to do with what you, it's got no benefit. That's why it's giving. You know, that's why this word blesser is even wrong.
Mm.
Because it's actually a cultural Christian, Catholic, whether it's Jewish, whether it's Muslim, it's in all those cultures, and blessers are people who give. So I would say if you're going to take someone to school, do it because you want to do it and you want to see greatness come out of people. And you want to be the guy to say, to be proud and say, hey, listen, I took this kid to school and look at him today. He's a doctor. Do it. That's your end goal. That's what's going to make you be happy. That's your end result. That's your orgasm. Seeing the kid graduate. That's your orgasm. But other than that, You're plain lying, and we can't accept that. Society can't accept that. Society shouldn't.
You've really articulated how you feel about this in an extraordinary way, and certainly given people a lot to think about. I want to shift gears for a second, though. It's still in the context of men and women in their relationships, and speak about lemonade and what Beyonce's done.
Yeah.
Because you seem to have a pretty strong take on that.
Yeah.
Do you view her in a lesser light because she's still with Jay-Z after he absolutely 100% cheated on her? Or do you think that she's taken a high road and taken back the guy that cheated on her and she's the victorious one in this because she articulated exactly what happened? How has your view on her changed?
My view on Beyonce and as a person has changed a lot.
Really?
Yeah. I you know, as a musician, I respect people who are straightforward about their money and straightforward about taking from fans. People like Beyonce, I don't really respect anymore. There's not much of a change in Beyonce. You know, you've won everything that you could ever win. You've gotten to a place where you could ever be higher than anyone. But things stay the same. This whole lemonade thing was a plot. It was a plan to get more out of people. And to get people talking, people confused. It's a strategy. Call it what you want to call it. Someone will say it's perfect. It's the best strategy ever. But we shouldn't be getting to that point where we make music like that. Music should be direct. Whatever I get from the airwaves, what I pay for. I shouldn't have confusion. And let me tell you something. Beef shouldn't make you go and buy an album. Do you understand? You want to go buy an album because you're excited about that album. Because you want to hear that album. You know, views, Drake, you know. He promoted it as views, my views, and there was nothing. It was straightforward, and you got excited because you knew that good music was coming. even though it was quite lukewarm. But at the end of the day, it was done correctly. People like Beyonce always want to break the internet with drama, break the internet with something else. It's like her going on to shoot videos and get involved with the whole formation thing, and then all of a sudden use the structure of how black people have been treated and all that. That's something they never really did, though. They have different strategies for her every time, and it's always about taking and confusing or working towards people, you know. And
it's interesting. This isn't a take I've heard on it.
It's a marketing tool I don't respect. I don't respect it at all, you know. You'd only be a fool to think that Jay-Z and Beyonce Jay-Z did not listen to the album before she dropped it. You must be stupid.
Yeah, obviously.
He listened to it. He approved it. He said, go ahead. You get it. You thinking there's hot water. You look at the tabloids. They're all over the tabloids. Someone else is feeding stories, confusing stories, to say he's coming up with a reply. You can't wait for the reply. I don't like that. If there's beef, there's beef. You know, Usher Raymond sold 200 million copies. He made about 200 million off Confessions, because he literally cheated and he literally confessed on the album. And he lost the woman that he dated. She never went back to him. You know, he was dating the girl from TLC. Mm. And the Confessions album is not a gimmick. It's pure pain. When you listen to Lemonade, you don't even know if Beyonce is talking the truth. You don't even know if there's no direction. You in your head don't have anywhere to go. You're only full of suspicion. So that connection with suspicion is not really good. It's just, people are getting turned on because they want the idea that things are bad in that relationship. But that shouldn't be a selling point. That shouldn't be a strategy to make people buy your album. People should buy your album because you got hot music coming out. You know, I don't like the whole saga with Lemonade. I don't dig it at all. I don't believe in it.
Let's then talk about the greatest celebrity commercial model of all time, which is the Kardashians.
Yeah.
And the news that Blac Chyna is going to have Rob's baby.
Yeah.
Do you also feel, again, something very
That's
calculated?
Really real, and that's a problem they're trying to stop. That's really real. That's a huge problem. That's beyond reality. They're not happy with that. The only thing is that they're mandated by contract to bring it on air. That's the only reason why. Because they've already been paid the 7-figure check for the Kardashians.
For the new season,
you understand?
Yeah.
You must understand, that contract comes with terms and conditions. And the terms and conditions are probably 70% of everything that comes on this television has to be real. So it's not that they want to bring that on air. They have no choice. You know, people who've paid at E! News are like, you better get Robin TV. It's real. The Kardashians have a serious problem. They know it. And Blac Chyna is clever, because Rob Kardashian is the only Kardashian. He's the only heir. Everyone else isn't a Kardashian. You must remember, women take on other surnames. Women marry outside of the family.
Mm.
Men carry the torch.
Yeah, well, she's now Angela Kardashian.
That's not even about her. It's about the child. Whatever child they get is going to be an original Kardashian, what their father was. Because Rob is a boy. Rob doesn't get married. He marries. You understand? He doesn't become Rob Blac Chyna.
Do you think that she does? I mean, and we don't know because we've never met these people.
So they're gonna.
Do you think that she's just honestly playing this
obviously,
guy?
Obviously, they screwed her over. They were very close to her. They were all friends, and all of a sudden, she dated Tiger.
Why are you saying this with a smile on your face?
Because I saw it. I saw it. I've been watching it for ages, and I knew, and I know black girls. Grudge is a grudge. I know black girls, they get you years later, but they'll get you.
But then, I mean, how dumb is Rob if he's falling
for
this?
Let me tell you something.
And he's going to come
They screwed Blac Chyna's life up. Blac Chyna was living a really great life with Tiger. She loved him. It was epic. The way Tiger got rid of her was sad.
What did he do?
He got rid of her. He got
is
rid
this
of
for Kylie?
Yeah, he kicked out the house when the rumors were starting. And he started making rumors about, no, he's trying to be by himself and she must do her own thing. It was a crap. It was all buttons from Kylie, more buttons. And, you know, Blac Chyna had to pick up Stompies and try and raise herself and try and hold on here. And she never forgave them. They were close, dude. They used to chill together. She's there in season 3, season 4. They used to be one big family. It was dope. Same street, same hood. It was amazing. And then they took Tiger from him. And now she is clever. She is bringing on the only heir to the Kardashian.
Sure. And it's the whole of season 14's storyline, yeah. So which we now know Prince is going to watch.
That is reality right there. That's reality at its best.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole world is going crazy with it. That's true. Nobody's happy about that. It's the same thing when Bruce started changing into Caitlyn. That you could see that was reality. That's reality. And that's not
what a family, my word.
Well, yeah, you know what I mean. So that's great.
Prince, you've really you've touched on a hell of a lot here.
Yeah,
I feel like I was almost in like a sermon.
I know.
You went from blesses to Beyonce, a little bit of Drake in there, Black China. What is there left to say?
I'm just saying, please, I'm begging you guys, everybody who comes into the show, please, this blesser thing is a problem. Please, I somehow, if we can play this clip in NCA, please, can we? Because it's a problem. I'm telling you, you don't see it. It's a huge problem. Women just don't want to do anything anymore. It's sad, eh? Women with degrees. Women who just finished last year. You know, you should be happy. You're going to get a job. They don't care. They don't care anymore. They don't care. You know, and it's young women. Young women who, you know, it's messing up the food chain. And it's messing up the chain of the human cycle. Let me tell you how the human cycle works. That's how it works. When you're 18, as a girl, you date someone who's 20 or 21. Correct?
Yeah.
When you're 21 as a girl, you date someone who's 27 or 28. Correct?
Yeah, if you did. This is what society
correct?
Says.
That's
yeah.
a cycle. That is a normal cycle. That's how you feel. That's what happens to you. You'll never go 18 on 18 or 19 on 19. There's still a small fraction of that, of those people dating each other. But when you get into varsity, you slightly find someone old. Someone older. Now, when you go from 18 to 40 to 48, you're missing a cycle. Life is about experience. A woman is supposed to go through 4, 3, 4, 5 guys in her life. It's there. It's meant to happen. Because she has to experience different human beings, different energies of life. She has to go through that. It's a step that God takes her through. You understand? It could be painful. It could be hurtful. It's the same as you as a guy. You only get to your fourth, third relationship where you've been hurt, and then you eventually find your other relationship, which perfectly works well. And that other relationship, which was your fourth, your third relationship, now it's your fifth relationship. That's the one that's going to be good because you've learned from all those others. It's a learning curve, and it comes with years. You can easily say, 4 or 5 years ago, I dated this girl. She did this to me. Now I'm dating a new girl. I'm not going to do
the
same thing.
You get the experience.
You understand? It's all a cycle. If you encourage this stuff, if you encourage this, you break the cycle. So you got my niece, who's beautiful, who's starting school soon, and I must be stressed that she's got to worry about one of her friend's dads. That's essentially what you're doing. You're changing the whole cycle. So cut it, please. Stop it. Cut it. Get it out. Get rid of it. We don't want to be a part of it. Please, let's just keep it the same way it was. Women will always be ambitious. They're always going to be the articulate, the mothers of this world, the main powerhouse, you know, the mothers of this world. And that's the people we want to be affiliated with, smart women. We don't want women who are looking after us, who are trying to get what we have, you know, who are looking out for our pockets. That's bad. That doesn't help, Barry. You know what I'm saying?
That's how Prince sees it. It is no less than a bar. That's his mogul mentality weighing in on some serious topics there. It's at Prince Castillo everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. And I just want to say one more thing. We pretty much just got one of the biggest newspapers, and it's called the Business Post. And I'm going to be dropping it off here at Cliff Central
once a week. Nice.
And we're going to touch base about it next week. So I don't want to have any guests next week. I want to go into this newspaper.
No, hundreds.
You're
going to
love it.
We'll do it.
Yeah.
Prince Castillo, thank you very much.
Thank you. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.